Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, this is strange. It appears, and obviously this is your news, so I'm just teeing it up for you. It appears that William Timmons is not the only Congress member being targeted by the TSA?
Yes, that's correct.
William Timmons. Okay, so here's how this started. Fitz News breaks the story. And William Timmons has filed some sort of complaint with the TSA. Mm-hmm. And the implication that's kind of run rampant in rumor circles in the upstate is that William Timmons complained or didn't want a pat down or something, right? So FOIA has been filed by some news organizations. They're trying to get the video. Okay, so William Timmons comes on the show yesterday. Right. And he says, no, listen. I have been selected for enhanced security pat down 6 times in 6 months. There is no way, because he says, I've been flying for years. There mm-hmm. is no way that's not punitive. Why am I being, yeah. you know, pat down? He's got a right to be mad about it.
Yeah.
And that immediately struck a chord with me because I've been living with this yeah. for years. Mm-hmm. Whatever kid is the misfortune of flying with me, they get the pat down. I know I've got to be at the airport early because yeah. I'm going to be pulled. In fact, to, you know, full disclosure, last time I flew, I was shocked I wasn't pulled. It was the first time in years I wasn't pulled. If my dad flies with me, he gets the pat down. Kids fly with me, they get the pat down. It's pure unadulterated harassment. And Lee, I sit there and I quake with rage because I know someone inside mm-hmm. the government has done this to me. Yeah. And I have talked to other conservative hosts, and the good news is I'm not alone. Every one of them, they all just start nodding their head. Yeah, mm-hmm, every time I fly, I get the pat down. Yeah. So interesting. William Timmons wasn't going to take it sitting down. He, and by the way, he got the crotch one. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
yeah, I asked him that yesterday. So he was mad. So he said, look, I'm a member of Congress. Why are you patting me down, you know, this much? So, Lee, I'll let you tell the rest of the story. Your newsroom wanted to find out. I thought this was brilliant of you yesterday. Your news wanted to find out, is it just William Timmons, or is this going on with any other Republican Congress members? Tell us what you found.
Well, after hearing your interview with 4th District Congressman William Timmons, I reached out to the press secretary for 3rd District Congressman Jeff Duncan and asked them, you know, hey, listen, we just heard from William Timmons on the Tara show this morning about the pat-downs and searches that have been going on when he's flying out of GSP. Has Congressman Jeff Duncan had a similar experience? And they quickly responded yes and said that the congressman has gone through the random ID stuff, the metal detectors, the pat-downs, additional screening on several occasions, and this particularly happens at GSP. And obviously, as a congressman from the upstate, he's going to be flying through there a lot. that. And said that the Congressman Jeff Duncan said he had heard from other colleagues have had similar experiences when they were flying. And he did indicate this. This seemed to increase, the pace of which seemed to increase around after January 6th of 2021, which, of course, we know what that date means.
You know, what's weird about that. Okay. So remember Presley Stutz?
Yes.
He actually died of COVID, but Presley was part of January 6th. He was there at January 6th. Yep. He did not break the law. He did not go in to do anything inappropriate of any kind. But he did come on the show multiple times. In fact, he called us from the Capitol to say, I am watching them drop off. They're pulling up in vans and they're dressed as MAGA supporters. They're dressed also in all black. They're going in there. And he's like, these are feds. He was, before any of that hit the news, this was literally on site on the day of the protest. Okay. So he's not reading, you know what I mean? So it was amazing. So he's calling us. There's some of the best radio we've done reporting live. And he's like, I'm watching them. They're feds. So Jeff Duncan calls up the local FBI office who he has a relationship with and says, hey, let me, you know, this guy says he thinks that this was infiltrated, that it was, you know, let talk to Presley Stutz. Why don't y'all get together? So Presley goes in there to talk to the FBI. Next thing Presley knows, because he flew a lot for his business, Presley cannot fly on a plane without ending up full spread eagle. He's got a code on his tickets that says he has to get the maximum level of harassment. He's like, they spread eagle me. They take powder and completely go through my suitcase. And he says, this happens not just when I get on the plane the first time, but at every single transfer point. Sometimes I miss my flight. Sometimes I don't. He's like, I can't fly now. I have to take a car. That happened after he went to the FBI and tried to help. Well, who sent him to the FBI? Jeff Duncan did. And now we're seeing Jeff Duncan is getting this treatment, too, in terms of, you know, he's getting more screenings.
Yeah.
William Timmons is reporting it. I've undergone it. I know other talk show hosts, actually all the talk show hosts. One of the things I always ask them when I meet someone, hey, you know, are you on the TSA watch list? We'll all laugh. Sums up with this, Lee.
Well, I would find it very interesting to know if other members of the South Carolina delegation, such as the sole Democrat, Jim Clyburn, has received a similar type of experience.
Oh, I doubt Jim Clyburn's been. He's not a terrorist, Lee. Not like these Republicans. Not like these right wingers. Right? They tell us all the time. Do they not? White supremacists.
Oh yeah, that's rural.
Rage. White supremacists. We know that from Joe Biden's own hate speech. So I mean, you know, the red speech. So yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. And you know, when I asked William Timmons about this yesterday, what really got him fired up, I said, you know, look, I could get if you were a little mad because, look, you've been down to the border. You stood there as illegals went by you.
Yeah.
That were being let in by the Biden administration, but not only let in, greeted, given phones, put on planes at taxpayer expense, which he's told us before in interviews. And yet you are the one who gets the enhanced pat downs. And you want to go a step further. I mean, you want to really get scary because it's scary. We just found out in the last week that when a guy on a terror watch list showed up and the Border Patrol thought he was on the terror watch list, they weren't 100% sure, but they thought it was the same guy. They gave him the benefit of the doubt, let him go. And it turned out he was on the terror watch list. Can you not just hold him till you find out? They let him go, but they gave him the work papers that are now used by illegals to fly. He flew on at least four domestic flights. A terrorist. He was on the watch list. So listen, your government will put them on a domestic flight, a terrorist on a domestic flight. But should William Timmons or Jeff Duncan or me or someone else with wrong think show up, we get singled out. We get singled out for enhanced security.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That'd make me mad too. So what? If he got a little heated, I get it. Because you know what? That'd be my breaking point right there. But I've always been very nice to them because I'm always like, okay, these are just the guys working the line. I know this evil comes from D.C. So, and it is. It is evil to treat American citizens like that when you have such a disregard. Because, Lee, it's all the same Department of Homeland Security. The TSA is under them. The Border Patrol is under them. This is the same agency going, we're going to do enhanced screenings to harass conservatives. But you know what? We'll just give a terrorist the benefit of the doubt. Let him go.
This is why House Republicans have a weaponization of government hearing and committee. This is why. This is another more evidence of how liberal, progressive secularists that have overtaken the federal government and our bureaucracy are using the institutions of government to harass and suppress and censor conservative Republican citizens. This is the evidence of it. And we look, good grief. All you got to look at this with the TSA right here in the upstate going through GSP. And this is not to blame the airport. The airport does a fine job. This is the TSA. And once again, we're not blaming the individual TSA folks. It's the leadership that's it's responsible for this. But you look at that and then you look at what's going on with Donald Trump right now. Four separate trials on made up charges, which are novel law that have never been tried before. And yet that is going on to suppress him from being able to campaign. Meanwhile, we've got direct evidence of the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, who has been ignoring law that is passed by Congress and allowing people to come into this country illegally and even assisting them, aiding and abetting. And the Democrats in the Senate say, nope, not even going to take a look at it. Get out of here. This is the weaponization of government in this country, and this is the level to which, or the depths to which, this nation is stooping now. It is just, it's pervasive.
And we don't have anyone to stand up for us. I mean, Mike Johnson is, it's just, it's done. So, by the way, just to be clear, Timmons was clear. He says, listen, I was, you know, he's like, I was not happy, but I was polite to the TSA.
And he did not file a complaint. That's one of the accusations that has been leveled out there in some of the media.
He complained.
He may have complained, but he did not file a formal complaint.
Right. That's correct. Yeah. So I kind of truncated that. Yes, he did call and he did talk to somebody higher up. With the government, but you're right, he did not file a former complaint, but anyway.
I don't think that government officials should be above the law, and I truly mean that. And if on a random basis, you know, these people, representatives are caught up into some type of search or whatever, that's fine. But when you are targeted, when you have multiple circumstances of that, I mean, when you've got tens of thousands of people going through GSP Airport every week, or month or whatever the levels are. And then you have certain individuals with certain political jobs or certain political leanings that repeatedly get, you know, randomly searched or patted down. Please. That's just not right. And
it's harassment.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely, it's harassment. Political harassment.
And we pay for it here at Tax Time. So look, I mean, I'm to the extent this happened, I'm glad that this is getting some attention. If they're going to harass us like this, they should have to deal with the pushback of it at least being talked about on, you know, platforms they're not censoring yet, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't
yet.
Yet being the key. But that's incredibly frustrating. All right, coming up on the show, 1,400 Israelis, civilians, murdered, raped, burnt alive. What's that worth? I mean, you know, in terms of a reward that the people who did it would not have had they not committed that atrocity. Wait till you hear what Speaker Mike Johnson's about to pay Hamas terrorists. Because, you know, you can only look at it as a reward, Lee, because if they hadn't massacred all those people, they would not have the amount of money that Mike Johnson is trying to give them. Honest to God, he might as well just step aside and let the Democrats run the Congress at this point. I mean, I don't know functionally what the difference would be. What is wrong with this guy? Coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. So, folks, they're mocking you at this point. So we're watching congressmen in this area, Jeff Duncan now and William Timmons, say, yeah, for Duncan, it was after January 6th, he started getting selected for pat downs. Come on, they're members of Congress. I mean, they should get them if we do, but come on, 6 times in 6 months. And Timmons finally went, you know, this is enough. And he complained to upper management. By the way, he wanted you to know the TSA told him, no, he had to submit to the pat down, which was a very invasive crotch one. But, folks, this is designed to humiliate. This is the left doing this. And that he actually found out from a higher up, no, that you there is another way that they can search you. You do not have to submit to the pat down. So I'm glad I know that. I won't have it again. Because it is. It's humiliating. They make you feel like the kind of terrorist that the same Department of Homeland Security allows to fly, as was documented earlier this week. I still am not over that. You come in, the Border Patrol, illegally, the Border Patrol suggests, you know, believes you're a terrorist on the terror watch list, but they can't confirm it. So we let you go. Well, no, you hold them. You hold them till you figure out, well, we gave them the benefit of the doubt. And he went on a what? Yeah, plane. Domestic flight? Yeah, sure. Bet he didn't get the pat down that Representatives Duncan and Timmons and myself have gotten. I bet he didn't get the Presley Stutz pat down. Okay, meanwhile. House Republicans are seriously planning to send $300 million to the border. Ha! No, Ukraine. For Border Guard. For Border Patrol. While America is being invaded by 8 million illegals. And that isn't even the most outrageous part. No, no, no. Oh, it gets so much worse than that. Because guess what? The Gaza aid is back. This is the rape reward, is what this is. Mike Johnson has refused to give border security to Americans in this, I mean real border security, not the fake stuff the Democrats want, where they're like, yeah, give us more border agents so we can put terrorists on planes faster. No, real border agents to repel. Guess who gets money in this bill? The terrorists. Yeah, terrorist funding. Gaza. Folks, I keep telling you this. If you are so fortunate as to become our enemy, you have hit the frickin' jackpot. Because to make it fair, we will fund you. Gaza is a terrorist state. Gaza is not a country or a place, more like a place, with a terrorist group that happened to slaughter 1,400 innocent Jewish people for being Jewish because they were civilian. Children, women. No, 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 no. Gaza is a place run by terrorists. The people of Gaza elected them after Israel gave them Gaza. It is not an open-air prison. When somebody gives you a piece of land and says, here, take it, take the businesses on it, we'll even dig up our dead ancestors. You can even have our graveyards. And you go, you know what? We're going to use this land to plot mass murder. And then you go mass murder somebody. Should you be rewarded for that? Well, they're about to be. $5.655 billion. You know what that is right there? That's roughly half the cost of Trump's wall. That pretty much finished Trump's wall. Remember, we were told that was just too much money. I mean, it was too much. It was so expensive. But we can give it to terrorists because you cannot give that money to the people of Gaza without giving it to the Gazan government, who are elected terrorists. Hamas is a terror group. They were elected by the people. They have 70% support of the people in most recent polling. And guess what? Nothing gets in or out of there without Hamas support. So what? This is to allow the terrorists who burnt men, women, and children, families alive. You should read the New York Times article on this. Women, while they were being raped, if they moved, they were stabbed as punishment. You know how hard it is to not move if you're being raped and stabbed? What's that worth? Let's see, Mike Johnson. $5,655,000,000 printed dollars. Maybe some real ones too. Who knows? Literally as the very scary warning came in yesterday from Bloomberg, they're reporting the International Monetary Fund is warning the U.S. We're going to have to stop printing and borrowing. We can't print and borrow to give terrorists money anymore. We can't do that. Here's Senator Tom Cotton warning why we don't give aid to Gaza. We don't say, oh, humanitarian. Oh, poor thing. They wouldn't get the money if they didn't burn people alive, rape them, and murder them. Have we already forgotten the women's naked bodies dragged through the streets after God knows what was done to them? Guess we have. Call Mike Johnson's office. See if they can explain. Here's Senator Tom Cotton. And here you go. Senator Tom Cotton explaining why this is a disaster. This is from a few months ago when this was floated.
Are you in favor of finding a way to get humanitarian aid into Gaza now or not?
No, humanitarian aid under the present circumstances is really just a euphemism for resupply of Hamas terrorists. To me, the surprising thing is not that Israel cut water and power to Gaza, it's that Israel ever provided water and power to Gaza in the first place. Again, we didn't provide humanitarian aid to Japanese or the Germans in World War II. We didn't pay Al-Qaeda's electricity bill after 9/11. We shouldn't expect Israel to do these things either. Why is Hamas so desperate for water and power? It's because their tunnel network depends on electricity for ventilation and water to keep their terrorist fighters ready to rumble. Israel's trying to smoke them out of those tunnels. So I do not think that we should be calling for Israel to bend over backwards to allow humanitarian aid to enter that country. Look, Hamas has governed Gaza for 17 years now. They could have spent all those tens of billions of dollars they got in international aid on power plants, water plants, and food. They instead spent it on missiles and tunnels. And now there's consequences to that.
These are hard things. You're a dad, and I know you've got a big heart.
Folks, nobody would be talking about almost $6 billion for Gaza if they hadn't raped and murdered women and burnt children alive. Wouldn't even be talking about it. This is a reward. There is no other way they will see this. There isn't. Meanwhile, what is the total cost of Trump's wall? $11 billion. This amount of money that we will be given Hamas, because you can't give it to Gaza any other way. Hamas, the terrorist group, is the elected government of Gaza because they love Hamas. Let's not kid ourselves. They're all in it together. We could take the Democrats screamed about finishing this wall. Oh, too much money. Half the price of the wall, $6 billion, basically, is going to Hamas. There's no words. Again, Texter writes, Mike Johnson needs to be sat down and made the view the Hamas videos made while murdering the Jews. They're horrific. And this stuff's indisputable, folks. The New York Times has even reported it. There's no disputing this. Texter writes, I was right. Texter writes, what would the Democrats do instead of $6 billion? They would codify so much before the election, it would be undoable after the election. Texter writes, Tara, seems like the momentum is increasing. This is the home stretch of the American color revolution. Obama, Hillary, etc. Texter writes, if the Democrats get control of the House and the Senate before the election, what do you think they will do? Well, they're about to, because Republicans are so weak-willed that they keep being bought off and they resign. Mike Johnson's just a few days away from having only a one-vote margin because the other 7-8 votes just gave up and resigned. So from now on, I mean, I don't even think when we win in the House, we're going to get to win. I think the Democrats will just come in, pay them all off, and the rhinos will resign. The good news is we get rid of the rhinos. So there's that.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Incredible juxtaposition. Joe Biden goes to his hometown of Scranton. You know, Scranton Joe. Unfortunately, this is radio, so I can't show you. I got to show you the picture. You're going to have to go to my Twitter feed, at Tara Servatius, to see it. It's 2 days ago. The room is about, 40% empty. To be fair, 40% empty. Most of those sitting there are press. They're media. Scranton is Democrat territory. It's also Joe's hometown. Shows you what people actually think of Joe. Meanwhile, and this is the juxtaposition, Donald Trump is not allowed to travel right now, essentially, because the liberal Democrat judge who donated to Joe has ruled that Donald Trump must be present for all aspects of the trial, even jury selection. So he can't go on the campaign trail for 6 to 8 weeks, right? He's stuck in the blue city of New York City. So what does Trump do? Something brilliant, actually. He goes to that bodega. Remember what happened at this bodega, which is basically, like a gas station, essentially, a style convenience store. The clerk refused to die. The clerk refused to die when an angry Democrat voter with a long record came in and tried to murder him for disrespecting his girlfriend who was stealing. Guy had a gun, pulled it out, shot him dead. That made Alvin Bragg mad. They don't like when you kill in self-defense Democrat, future Democrat voters, potential Democrat voters, or just criminals who are perceived to be Democrat voters by Democrats. So what? Remember Alvin Bragg charged the poor guy. This guy was a Hispanic immigrant, legal immigrant. Imagine that. Who was elderly. Put him in Rikers. There's somebody they want to bond for. You kill a Democrat voter, i.e. criminal, because again, that's how Democrats think of it. They are coming for you if you refuse to lay down and die. So Trump is out there. He's in front of that very bodega. He's with the owner who is singing his praises. The head of the Bodega Association, who's going to be on this show in about half an hour, is out there. And it's an impromptu gathering. Oh, it's nuts. The place is mobbed. And you should see the video of the crowd because they are so diverse. Young and old, male and female, Hispanic, Black, every nationality under the sun. They're screaming and singing the national anthem. The NYPD is showing up. Again, folks, this is Harlem, okay? This is not Republican territory. Joe Biden goes on Democrat territory and he can't even fill up 40% of the room and most of the people in it are reporters. It's incredible. Okay, and I really love the split screen of this. This is from Laura Ingraham last night, but it really nails it. Victor Davis Hanson.
I love the split screen, two presidential candidates in deep blue districts, but Biden has to go, where it's all controlled. Trump goes to Harlem, a place where Republicans would, traditionally not venture into. What's happening here?
Well, he's very effectively doing this split screen, and he's the candidate. He's telling America he's the candidate of normalcy, a return to the normal, the traditional.
Yeah.
And they are the radicals, and they are the people who are crazy, and he's not. And these split screen differences, remember he was at the rainy wake of an NYPD officer, why Biden was leveraging $26 million from movie stars and campaign contributions. Then he hit it again at Chick-fil-A, why Biden had at the White House these stars with their girlfriends' glitzy dresses as if they were at the Oscars. And if he can keep doing that, it really shows you that he's redefining the Republican Party and maybe America as a party of middle-class people as class starts to substitute race. People are identifying more in common with their economic status than they are with their tribal affiliations.
Good.
So those people you saw in Harlem are saying, I have more in common with your agenda than I do with Oprah. Or the people, I have more in common with the people of East Palestine than I do with the people on MSNBC. And if he's able to pull that off, he can win. But he's under enormous pressure, as you pointed out, Laura, and they're trying to break him psychologically, physically, financially. But if he can keep his cool and keep appealing to the middle class, he can win.
Amen to that. Couple of observations about that incredible bodega, I don't know, impromptu on the street gathering. You could see the love. Trump was in the element. He was absolutely firing on all cylinders. He should do that every day because they're not going to let him leave New York because he's got to stay for the trial so that he can't compete with Joe Biden. He should pick out the site of a Democrat caused or fueled atrocity, so many in New York, every single day and stand in front of it. But there's something that went on at that gathering that I want to point out to you that you'll be able to see if you watch the video. And it's fascinating. Coming up next. Democrats think that they're winning.
The fact that this guy has to sit in a courtroom 6, 7, 8 hours a day.
That's not good for him.
He has a legendary short attention span.
It's like a caged animal. That's a dangerous situation. He's feeling very threatened. He's out of control. And so we do expect him to lash out.
They hope, anyway. Well, he did lash out, but in a good way. Had that very embarrassing press conference in front of the bodega to point out, look, Alvin Bragg tried to prosecute a man who simply defended his own life and refused to die at the hands of a violent Democrat voter who was trying to rob him. That was glorious. But if you watch the video, it was fascinating because watch the Secret Service in this video. Trump took a massive, really big risk with his life doing that impromptu gathering, press conference, whatever you want to call it. And if you watch it uncut, because most of the news coverage zooms in on his face, watch it uncut, and you'll see the Secret Service looking like they never do, just completely disconcerted, discombobulated. It's not that they, I mean, they're not used to events like this that are impromptu that they can't handle, but the fact is, as Trump's standing there, and you can begin to see why the panic is on the face of the Secret Service, it's very clear, especially this kind of diminutive, like, Asian woman. You can see her, you could read her like a book. She's scared. He's risking his life to do that. And you look at how close he is to the crowd. I mean, this is New York, right? So you could get shot for like no good reason. Just, I mean, you know, it's all the mentally ill are on the streets, the illegal immigrants, the MS-13, the MS-13 gangbangers. I mean, the list is so long. And they know they got nothing. They got nothing between them and Trump and their body, but their bodies. And they're scared. They're scared. Every second he stands there is a risk. Now, this is where this is going to get really interesting, okay? Because a lot of people are calling for him to do this again. Go to another spot in New York, because the Democrats won't let him leave. They don't want him on the campaign trail. They want to confine him to a blue state, a blue city, right? He was supposed to be hated in Harlem, but he was treated like a rock star. That's just the juxtaposition, y'all. I mean, Joe Biden goes to his hometown of Scranton 2 days ago. The room's 40% empty, and most people in it, you could tell, are media, because they got microphones. You could tell who they are. Trump goes to Harlem, their territory, and gets rock star treatment. But he risked his life to do it. And let me tell you how risky this is. If you see him continue to do this, I'll explain coming up why. The FBI has already caught not one, but two would-be assassins sent by Iran to kill John Bolton and former CIA director Mike Pompeo. We caught them. Remember the FBI warned last month that they're sending more to go after Trump in his inner circle? Trump risked his life to hold that press conference. And the Secret Service knew it. You could see it on their faces. It was just a remarkable moment.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!